Hands up. Who's freaking about homeschooling? The idea of it, I'm working from home. So in theory, if I'm working from home and my kids are at home and I'm schooling them while I'm working, how on earth is that going to work? I don't know. Raluca Dan Marica is a teacher and has been homeschooling for 3 years and hopefully can help us out. If you've got questions, flip them in now. Hi, Raluca.
Good morning.
What do you wish you'd known before you started homeschooling?
I wish I would have known that kids need boundaries, even at home when you do homeschooling, and they still need structure and discipline. It's very important to have the same time frame, the same time hours of the day. For example, if they're early children, from 8 to 10 or 9 to 12. Yes, and have a timetable, a set timetable. Yes.
And when you say a set timetable, do you mean one that's stuck on the wall that the kids can see?
Yes, yes. It's worth to have something written down for every day so the kids know exactly what is expected from them every day. And once they know they have finished, they can have free time.
You talk about from 9 to 12 or 8 to 10, sort of judging whether your kids are sleep-in kids or get-up-early kids to get their best
yes.
hours. How many hours a day is enough and how many is too much?
For primary kids, everything between 2 hours and 3 hours would be enough.
In total?
Yes.
Okay, so you can say, look, we're only going to do a couple of hours. You can focus for that, and then it's free play.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you start the day? Is it best to start physically?
Would be great if you have a little garden, go outside for a walk, or if you have pets, go out and feed them, and then try it with maths in English. And then every day do the same thing, math and English, and every second day alternate geography, history, science. You can put in gardening or cooking or baking. Yes.
And how much of it do you do as a teacher sort of super seriously with the curriculum, and how much do you try and make it fun?
Well, most of the time is learning time based on the curriculum requirements. And then in the afternoon, we can do fun activities related to what we learned in the morning. Yes. So you can learn the curriculum aspects in the morning and you can do fun activities in the afternoon.
What was your experience of like trying to do some learning and then let kids play Lego or play with dolls for a bit and then try and go back to learning?
Well, it's very important to keep all the distractions as the TV, computer games, Lego or dolls outside the learning time. So you can say, kids, this is the learning time. And after we finish school work, we can play with this. But just keep these distractions or play time after the school work has been completed.
And I know someone has posted a beautiful letter by a principal saying, in the end, in this time, because all the children are in the same boat, you know, how your children come out in terms of their mental health is probably more important than what they learn. So don't get trapped screaming and shouting.
Exactly.
Are there some weeks you've just given up?
Well, I don't give it up, but I always remember that it is a time when I can bond with my kids and I can create memories with them. It's a time to know my own child. So sometimes I'm a little bit more flexible, but we still go with the timetable each day. It's just that probably might take a little bit longer, or the kids might like to do it in the afternoon and do something else in the morning.
How do you deal with stuff like, I'm very terrified of maths and my eldest daughter is beyond me already. How do you deal with stuff you don't know?
Well, there are so many online resources. Just get an app and try child. So don't leave your child to do it on his own. Sit down with him and learn with him. And as an adult, we do have the ability to learn quicker and also to explain in their own words so they can understand. We know our children. We get to know how they learn and how we have to explain to them.
But it's important that you sit down with them?
Yes, it's very important.
Because the tendency is to go, right, go and do your stuff now. Why does that not work?
No, those 2-3 hours of schoolwork, give up everything, sit down with your child, go through the schoolwork together, and ask questions so you know how he thinks, how he processes things in his head. And then once you established the concept for your child, you can allow him independent work.
Your children are 6 and 8. Do you have different curriculum for each child?
Yes. Yes.
So you tailor it to their needs?
Yes. So my daughter is actually grade 6, mm-hmm. and my son is grade 4. They do have independent work. They do get together for activities in the afternoon, but everybody learns different. There are different stages.
So great to talk to you this morning. Thanks so much.
You are very welcome.
And for you, it's more business as usual at home. We're going to try and get people who are great homeschoolers to give us some tips over the next few weeks. So keep listening.